win on three. 1, 2, 3, win!
They quietly do their work.
Intercepted Chad Greenway!
Not bringing much fanfare or attention.
Hey, sacked by Linval Joseph!
But getting the job done each and every Sunday.
I think they understand, you know, we all have a common goal and a common purpose, and we've got a bunch of guys that are unselfish and realize that the success of the whole is going to help, you know, each part and accomplish the goals that they want to accomplish. So I think they all have a clear understanding of that. I think they come to work every day, roll up their sleeves, and pay attention to the details of what we're trying to get accomplished, and I think they're able to transfer those things to Sunday.
The Minnesota Vikings defense may not be the talk of the NFL, but they're okay with that. They like to come to play without the attention, but it's pretty hard to ignore this unit. 9 games into the 2015 season, and the Vikings defense is thriving. They're currently ranked 2nd in the NFL in points allowed and are a key reason for the team's 7-2 start.
Right now, we're just focusing on today getting better, and tomorrow we're going to get better, and then, you know, get ready for the rest of the week, make sure we get better during the course of the week, and then focus on Sunday's game, because each Sunday is a little bit different. So we have to focus on the goal at hand and not get looking at other goals outside.
While the players may not be boisterous about their dominance, the statistics can't hide the truth. 1st in the league in points allowed, 3rd in third down conversions, and 5th in red zone touchdowns. It all starts up front, and the defensive line has been a force by controlling the line of scrimmage.
If they're able to knock the D-line off the ball, then the linebackers can't make plays in the running game. And if we can't affect the quarterback, then the quarterback's able to complete passes down the field because he's got all kinds of time to throw the ball. So, I mean, they understand their job and what our charge is every Sunday, and it's not easy. But they're up for the challenge, and they're ready to go fight for it every Sunday.
You don't see them being selfish and just rushing straight up the field, rushing by the quarterback and those kind of things. So from that aspect of it, it takes a lot of discipline and a lot of mental toughness to do what they do up front. And, you know, it's a good front. We love the way that they work together, they communicate together, and understand what we're trying to get accomplished defensively.
A team doesn't hit the back stretch of a season with a 7-2 mark without having a defense that's a key factor each Sunday. This side of the ball for the Vikings may not seek the headlines, but if they continue this play, their dominance will be impossible to miss. They're a group of hard workers not seeing the headlines, but there is no doubt the 2015 Vikings defense is making quite the difference.
I just want to win one game at a time and go to the Super Bowl. And right now, the way we're playing, the type of football we're playing, I feel very confident about it, and I can't wait to see how far we go.
They try to focus on today, let's get better today, and then tomorrow we'll worry about tomorrow, and then, you know, get to the game, let's concentrate and focus on that game because it's going to be different, and then we move on to the next thing. We try to learn from our mistakes, get those things corrected, but also keep working and improving our craft each and every day.
We're still going to have adversity in the season, and the biggest thing for us to do is keep on chipping away and keep on doing the right things on the field, so when that adversity does hit, we have the proper adjustments to it. You know, that's what we need here is victories, you know. Victories and W's, that's all that matters. So if we can do that, then we're going to have a good year.